Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 197 of Dropouts. Today, we are with the woman who has had more coat hangers in her kitty than stars in the sky. The real reason they overturned Roe versus Wade is because she was overpopulating heaven. Woo! The first woman to send a child support check to God, Tana Mojo.
I thought you were going to go down a coke route. You said more coke, and I was like, oh, he's going to say like more cocaine.
I didn't know you did coke. Do you do coke?
No, I just thought that's where you were going to go with that. I've actually never aborted a baby, unless you count Plan B. Then I have a lot of Plan B one steps up there, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Didn't you once tell me you took Plan B's like as morning vitamins?
Not literally, but like there was an era. I actually just had a fucking pregnancy scare that was like, oh my God. I was like, right now I would not be on the Dropouts podcast. I thought I was yeeting that baby for sure.
I thought you were saving yourself for marriage. Yeah. Or, oh no, I was mixing that with someone else that goes to church and stuff. You are the
woman.
You
don't think I love God? You don't think I go to church?
I don't think he'd have you. I think you'd burn.
No, we're like this.
I'm sure. I think you got to change a couple of things. Do you keep your Plan Bs in a Pez dispenser, or how do you distribute them?
I don't take them as much anymore.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I'm in my wholesome era. So, you know.
Speaking of wholesome era, can we hit some intro music?
That's why she gets paid the big bucks.
Oh yeah. Bam, bam, bam,
bam. Okay, I need to bring up something a little dark that's happened in your past. I'm talking about something pretty dark here.
Okay.
If you don't know, we've got a Patreon, everybody. Please subscribe right now. Link in the description. We do a drunk episode every single month where you can see all of us get obliterated. Here's a clip. Salud.
I feel like he doesn't know what that means, and you just said it because, like,
God bless.
He thinks that's what people say.
Oh my God!
It means like cheers.
No, it means God bless. All right, Tara, I'm going to give this to you, and you've got to promise that you'll be so good. You got to promise that you'll be the best with it. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I told you it's the best thing I've ever held. Do you mind if we do it together?
Oh,
that's nice. Alyssa, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I don't know where the hell I'm at.
I think
you can't be mad at me. I don't know where I'm going.
No, you're not even in the shot right now.
Check the shot.
Should we go out now?
I just checked it. You're not in it.
Where am I?
We got to.
You're so far below it. You got to sit up.
No, we're not in it.
Don't make me.
Zach turns into a little hoe when he gets some alcohol in him.
And now we're back. We can't put that on YouTube.
Can you get a cut of the Patreon?
She can get a cut of anything she wants, but sometimes she'd be like, I'm just here to help.
Oh, well, that's what a manipulative man says.
No, right? You tell him that I am the, like, you. If you want more money, you tell me every single second of the day.
I actually, when I started Dropouts, I was like, I said I want to just do it for fun.
And I had the force to pay her, which is very sweet of her. Also, yeah. I'm not done plugging. If you open those sweet, sweet lips again... I'm going to beat you like my stepdad beat.
That's hot.
No, it's not. My mom still has... She can't even walk right. Oh okay, guys. 7-day free trial. We'll give you some prizes if you sign up. Great community. You get the merch early. We just dropped the Yummy/Dropouts merch. Go buy it right now. Buy it. Go buy it right now at shopdropouts.com. If you don't get it, I will... inseminate someone in your family, and then you'll have like a little Zach. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah,
50%, no one needs that in their lives.
50% of my DNA just running around in your family. That's awful. I have murderous tendencies. Just saying. And I want to pass that along to your family. All right. Thank you, guys. ShopDropouts.com. And now we're back with the woman of the hour.
Something about threatening to inseminate someone is crazy. I don't know if I've...
That is a new one for you.
Yeah, that was like a niche threat.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
You are into that. Aren't you a woman who's in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Just the way that you said you were into that, like I
no,
felt
not,
butterflies.
I'm not, not okay. You.
I'm no,
not
I know
you
that.
Not everything's about you.
Fuck your shit,
Tara.
Okay, yeah, I shouldn't be. Yeah, talking. Look. I swallowed my words. I swallowed something else last night.
What?
I'm kidding. Oh my God. I'm kidding.
Zach,
Advil.
Do
I'm on my
play
period.
The game? Do we play the game?
Do you know the game, Tana?
Ooh, I'm excited. What's the game?
3, 2, 1. Where did Tara wake up this morning?
That's a game we play every week on Dropouts.
God, you make me proud. Like, I look at you with fucking love.
Like, I think
you're
the
way. Like, what? Where did you wake up?
My own bed.
No, the night before. Come on, you woke up with a... Anyway, this is not about us.
I'm so happy I know. I feel so in. Like, I already know. Like, I know when she woke up.
Yeah, that's the game, Tana. They play it every week. They play Where Did Tara Wake Up This Morning?
It's a good game. Like, where have you woken up? Where have there been any really concerning ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Great jacket.
That would be better than where I woke up. That would be better for sure. You know.
Was it just on some guy's bed without sheets? Like, they never have sheets.
Do you know what's even scarier than no sheets? Navy what? Sheets.
I've always said that. It's the one Navy fitted sheet. They've never seen the top sheet in their life.
No. No. And like the pillow's flat like a freaking piece of paper.
Like a pancake.
Wait.
But they always fuck better. No headboard, they fuck better. That's I'm so telling true. You.
Better head with no headboard. But I do have to say something. I always thought women had the thinnest pillows in all of existence.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time for me.
Are you making fun of the way I say pillow? It's been like that my entire life, okay?
Pillow?
Yes.
Do you say milk too?
Yeah. Probably.
It's so annoying. Just milk. Pillow.
Height.
Height is crazy. Height is an impediment. I say okay, height. That's where you draw the line.
I say height, and I want to put that out there first and foremost. Second of all, maybe this is just my mother speaking, but it feels like three sheets of paper with silk around it. Like that's all she uses as a pillow.
I really do like super flat pillows.
Why?
Really?
Because I think that your neck should be level to your body. And like, I just don't understand how anyone can sleep like with their neck all up like that. Like when I get to a hotel and they have big ass fucking pillows like
that.
Oh, it's
the best.
No, it makes me so upset.
Really? Then maybe you would have liked that guy that whose house I woke up at that just had flat ass pillows.
Just no headboard all over.
What was his name again? If you had to say first and last and spell it. Who'd have thought?
It was funny watching you go down. It was okay. Hold on, let me dial.
You're fucked up.
No, it wasn't funny. But I just seeing you go down that path of man was scaring me for a second.
Because you were so supportive.
Well, I saw myself in you. Like you know,
that's what she said.
God, I would love to.
Are we flirting?
This is so hot.
And I just, I like your. I think that. You steered clear.
Thank
you.
You
tried that path and then you were like, no, this isn't my journey. And I respect it.
Thank you.
Start sobbing.
I don't know if she chose it wasn't her journey. I think another person in it decided that this wasn't going to happen.
Let go and let God, baby. You know what I mean? And he was praise working. Be. See what I mean? I'm a woman of God. He was working wonders with that.
I can name maybe six traits that don't line up with certain biblical traits.
Like what?
I
see what I mean? You can't even fucking figure it
tits
out.
Tits online? I don't know. That's not in the Bible.
There's two.
There's two right there.
Oh, it's just a tit.
No, can I be honest with you?
And you know God, he knew what he was doing. He gave me this fucking rack and he was like, listen.
Yeah.
Feed your family.
With the milk?
Send him to college.
Oh, no. Okay. The other day I was scrolling on TikTok and for whatever reason, randomly there will be women exposed on there. I don't know why. It'll have zero likes, zero views. And
well,
For You page is like your...
But you're saying it like that, but there's no... It happens like once every 3 months. You get on there, it'll just be randomly... I showed you. It was girls' boobs on there, and I think it was yours, and I think I've seen your tits, and I'm so sorry.
You seem excited.
No, I'm very apologetic because I like to meet people first, have a nice platonic relationship.
And then see your boobs. I think about that a lot, like that a lot of people will have seen my tits before meeting me in person. And that's like normalized in my world, which is kind of crazy.
I do want to say I didn't seek it out. Like it was brought to me. It was delivered.
Again, just
like
let go present. And let God, you know?
Present.
It was like missionary work. Like somebody brought me my letter and like, here's your quest. And then, yeah. I could probably draw them from memory for how long I stayed on the video, but that's neither here nor there.
I think, wow. I mean, I'm just more mad that you didn't pay for them. Like I would have loved to pocket like some of that, you know, but it is what it is.
My mom did tell me at a young age that watching porn is worse than doing heroin. Very religious gal. So I could never do that, but I do support your craft.
So now you just shoot up. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, Zach doesn't even drink. Did you know that?
I do know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I just found that out.
Aren't you a sober queen now?
I'm a sober queen now. Just like, yo. It's really great.
Yeah.
I really like it. I see why people don't.
I don't really have context of why people did before.
Oh, you're one of those.
No, I was just, I was.
You're one of those.
Yeah. Just the not fun ones.
No, that's not
yeah,
true.
Yeah, the fucking losers.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. I am a big, big fat loser. But I was going to say, I never liked the taste. I thought it tasted like nail polish. And I said, when it went in my mouth,
yeah, but
I
you
said,
love fingers in your mouth.
How do you know that?
We talk.
Do you actually we put love fingers in your mouth?
No, I don't.
I believe her. I stand with Tari on me.
Thank you.
Just, damn, that's so. Have you ever been like, no, I saw a clip of you getting drunk on Dropout. So
he'll
like,
do it. He'll do it for money.
I had to do it because the Patreon hit a certain number of whatever.
$5 is $5.
And I never thought we would hit that threshold. So I was like, I'll get drunk in the podcast if we hit whatever it was. And they did it.
Damn, I've been wanting to do a Patreon. I just don't think we have much more to offer than what we do.
That's why you do the boobs thing. That's fantastic. Uh-huh. That's extra content. Would you ever have me on your OnlyFans just to talk?
Yes, to narrate. Not getting whenever you want.
I would love to come on there. We can just have a chat.
I've been having it kind of on the back burner since I've been touring and I need to get back. I'm in my wholesome era. It's been harder to slut myself out recently, but it's like, you know,
we're going to have turtleneck sweaters on and we're going to talk about our feelings.
But we could cut out just the tip from the turtleneck.
No, please no.
Okay, okay. Yeah, sorry.
You know God is watching always.
Yeah.
He emailed me this morning and he told me to tell you to stop it right now. Unless the cash is good.
No, that's not true. He CC'd me and he said, 10 is a slug and it's okay.
He's like, I'm subscribed. He's like, I can see you for free anyway. Right. I'm on.
Yeah, he loves Tana Uncensored.
Are we ready to get into the darkness?
Always.
So TanaCon, huh?
Oh, that's the darkness. Yes, yes. I was scared. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I mean, I saw you and I think I was a little angry. But now you seem like a very put together human being. And I just want to say.
Thank you. Your anger was very rightful. I think, yeah, I made a lot of really horrible decisions.
You seem like a good cat.
Thank you. I mean, I've definitely grown a lot since then.
Is there an overarching thing that happened that caused a big lesson for you to become this big mature mama?
I hated big. I want to be like a tiny mature mama.
My little dainty daddy.
Dainty, cunty, mature mama. No, I think it was like a lot of different events, you know, coming a conglomerate of trauma. But I also think I hit my point on that and I saw myself becoming someone I really didn't want to be in every way. Mm. And it took a lot of self work and rerouting my life. And I think I fell into this shit and I was surrounded by a lot of things people I shouldn't have been, things like that, that really influenced me. And I had to really be like, who am I? Who do I want to be? And
you're on your health grind.
Kind of mental. Maybe
I
not
do that.
I'm mental too.
I can't start my day without those little magic mind things. Do you take those?
What's that?
It's like a little nootropic shot. I'm genuine. Like you take it and it's.
It's just like kratom or something. What is it?
What is it? It's like a.
It's got a bunch of like different vitamins and minerals and lion's mane and stuff like that in it. And it's kind of like. Not an alternative to coffee, but it keeps you focused and it keeps you energized.
Are the glue.
He said, what is my special drink, Dad?
What's my drink,
but
Dad?
I love them too. Like I take them, you know, pretty much every morning, or especially if I'm like editing or something where I'd like need to be like laser focused.
I don't do coffee either.
Oh yeah, really? He doesn't do coffee.
I would love to try them. I do a lot of stuff like that. I take fish oil pills. Apparently, they help you not want to kill yourself.
Hell yeah.
Magnesium at night also helps you. Ashwagandha, all that stuff. I'm in my vitamins and minerals era.
I met a little girl the other day named Ashwagandha.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, it's a wild name to have, but you know.
That's kind of cunty.
Don't fish oil pills smell really bad?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
why. You got to get the ones where you don't burp and taste it, because I don't eat fish. I hate fish, so that really scares me.
Do not go down on Tara.
I'm sure it's like roses down there.
Okay, fine, let's do it. Let's get out the OnlyFans. Fine, if you guys really want to. So,
you worked TanaCon.
I worked TanaCon. I was hired as labor. I don't know why that's so funny. Is it because of my noodle arms? I can't lift barricades?
No, I think you can.
Well, I did.
And you're like the perfect look for that too. Like, I don't know if they were casting aesthetics, but like, you know what I mean? Like if I saw you at a barricade, I'd be like, that's a fucking barricade guy.
Yeah. Like that's a guy that lifts stuff and puts it over there for me. Like I'll never know his name.
Like it could be in like a hot way.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So essentially they had maybe 562 barricades outside and minimal workers. I was one of the minimal. And
damn, I'm really carrying the team on your back, eh?
And the barricades. So I had to create these lines so we could contain your fans of coming to see you. And boy, did they push down my barricades.
I'm sorry.
I do blame you. Can I blame you for a second?
You can blame me the entire time. So, I think accountability is important.
So I created these wonderful, beautiful barricades for a beautiful line so people could streamline to see you in such an efficient way. Mm. Boy, I calculated it. It's like an empty snake with iron around it.
There he goes with his word count.
Right. Dude, that's Zach and his vocabulary.
And we noticed that several humans showed up that weren't accounted for, obviously. I think that's the lore of TanaCon.
I heard.
way too many people came and some people died. We don't know what happened. Yeah. Some people died.
Fly high.
You had a couple tattoos. No one died legally. No one died.
No one fucking died. Okay.
So they were already rambunctious. Want to see Tana. They've been outside for like 5 hours. And then everybody's like,
and all of the other creators as well. Let's just remember.
No one else.
David Dobrik, like Shane Dawson.
No one else was there.
Yeah. At all.
And then, so we could barely contain these people. They're ready to put these barricades down. And I'm risking my life for, I think, $3 an hour. And then Tana decides, I'm going to go outside. And I'm thinking, brother, please don't go outside. She's like, I want to go talk to my fans and let them know. And then, of course, she comes outside. And the wave of human beings, the wave of prepubescent women that were just running towards you, ruining my barricades in such a way that it felt like my art form was taken advantage of.
I'm sorry, Zach.
But the only good thing is I only spent 3 days there.
Holy shit.
Without pay. So
I knew that this was going to end in me Apple paying you violently. And I will Apple pay you when this is over for your work at TanaCon. I'm not kidding.
How much do you think I'm worth?
Ooh. I mean, you said $3 an hour.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I should have never had that convention. And all of that sounds awful. And it was awful. I can't even just that, like thinking back and it was like, oh, I'm going to go outside. But like, I just didn't know what else to do because it was so fucking stupid. Thank you for...
No worries.
Your
I'd set up barricades for you any day.
And now it would be a lot better.
Will you hire me again if you do it?
That would mean so much to me.
Could you imagine looking outside? I'm just like, I'm really in the weeds of all this. I'm like, guys, you gotta have a formula. I would love to lift anything for you.
Thank you so much.
You should do it for her tour. Just go on tour with her and put up barricades everywhere.
Well, I think you guys have got your own tour situation. It looked so fun.
Thanks
and
for the
plug. I can't wait to come because you were doing stand-up for a while too. So you already, and you were working with Nick Galarza on that stand-up and it was super fucking funny, which is everything. So she's already in it. You got so lucky with this one, eh?
Oh, yeah. May 15th, New York City. I think we're already sold out, possibly.
Are we actually?
I apologize, yeah.
I haven't even posted it yet.
I know. New Haven and Boston, we still have tickets.
Have you ever been to New Haven?
No, I'm so excited.
Are you playing...
Toad's Place.
Yes, oh my God.
What is it?
It is one of my favorite fucking venues I've ever played in my entire life. One of my favorite city's favorite crowds.
I'm so excited. I heard the pizza's fantastic.
The pizza's fucking... Wait, it's the best pizza I've ever had.
I feel like this is some kind of inside joke we're not in on.
No, this seems very genuine.
No, I'm being so for real.
Really?
Bible. It is fucking amazing. Like, the venue is just so iconic. So many iconic people have played there. And it's so crazy and interesting, the dichotomy of the town.
That's
because
a big
it's
word.
Cause it's
She goes, big word, tar, no. Tar don't know big word.
Well, all the people there go to like Yale. Like Yale is right by there.
Yeah.
But it's a crazy college town still. So you think you're going and it's going to be all these fucking Yale like stale motherfuckers, you know? And you get there and they're just fucking nuts. And we went out after and there's this crazy club in New Haven that's like...
Can we go?
You would love the club. The back room of the club is like all a big bed. It sounds very like brothel-y and scary.
Oh my God.
It was so fucking cool. I'll make sure you get set up there. You're going to have so much fun. I'm so excited for you guys.
Really excited to go.
Let's go clubbing.
Yeah.
See, that'll make you have fun on tour is like the crazy shit with like strangers that you get into. Like,
are New Haven and this is a really dumb question. Is New Haven, how far is it from like New York?
Bold of you to ask me a geography question. Bold as fuck.
Anybody know?
Of you.
It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
From New York, and then 3 hours to Boston.
Driving?
I was going to say, if you can't make the New York if that's sold out, you can go to the other two. Link in the description.
Wait, are we driving from New York to Boston and stuff?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Your car is yummy, bitch. Get a big-ass Sprinter.
We already got it, Collins. We got a Sprinter. Oh. Trust me, we're taking care of all of your needs. I promise.
Not all of them.
You can have your own row to lay down in.
If you don't want to say it, I'll tell you what you told me the other day at... Exactly. You want to keep acting up?
I want to know.
No, it's just she told me she's nothing.
No.
She's like, well, maybe we're on the East Coast.
No, I didn't say anything.
What, maybe you guys could have a little fun?
No.
She said whatever happens on the East Coast stays on the East Coast.
I did not say that. No. I didn't say that, never.
I'm not even kidding. I would pay money for you guys to fuck. Like, I swear to God. Wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%.
No, you wouldn't.
And see,
yes, I would.
Oh, my God.
Jared's not attracted to me.
Dude.
The guy is.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you are objectively attractive. Like,
I mean for y'all to fuck. No, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I want you to get fucked too.
No, I mean, he wouldn't pay for it because he's not attracted to me.
He doesn't think I'm attractive.
What Jared, are you talking
I
about?
I don't think that's true. There's no way someone could think that you're unattractive.
Jared, do you think she's attractive?
So yes.
Okay, there we go.
Wait, pause. Back up to like 175 on the podcast or something, and he said no.
That was a total fucking lie.
Yeah. Me okay. holding on to everything.
I literally do. I have something to say.
Okay.
Talk your shit.
Thank you. So I'm sure you guys know this, but I'm going to say it for those people who don't know. Tana Mojo raised me. You know this. And then you said why. And then you were like, you have terrible taste.
I know, but seriously.
As he blows out the vape. Yeah, right. Like, oh. Oh, mama did raise you.
Brent and Adam. Yeah, yeah.
Every time you say that, though, it makes me so emotional because I love you so much.
I love you too. And people keep making TikToks and they're like, I know everyone's saying Tara's going to raise them, but Tana raised me. And it takes everything in me. It's almost like a diss to me. And it takes everything in me to be like, but Tana did raise me.
And now we're out here raising the masses, which is so
That's
concerning.
Scary.
It's so, oh my God. The amount of, on tour, I'm sure you get the same
I
thing.
I named it masses.
The amount of girls.
Sorry, that was just for Jared.
Your tone still made me laugh. But the amount of people on tour that like, you know, like you raised me. And I say I'm so sorry to every single person.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I'm so fucking sorry. And they all have like tramp stamps.
Oh,
and
I have one.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a tramp stamp?
Mm-hmm.
I want one so bad.
You don't have one?
I know, right? Well, actually, I have young as fuck tattooed on my ass.
That's
right. My
cute.
Ex-girlfriend did it. And that's cute. When we broke up, I started lasering it off because it's a lot. So
well,
I'm
you
on.
Know, tattoos with exes.
Well, it's just murky water. But there's something about young as fuck on my ass. Like, what about when I'm like 60 in doggy?
I kind of like it.
And that's like a little scary.
60 in doggy. Nothing more beautiful to think of that.
You're going to break a hip.
Okay, so she says you raised her. And she's kind of having, not kind of having, she's having this massive blow up right now. And I kind of want to go into what's some guidance or maybe pitfalls that you had? It's like, all right, I did this thing. I didn't need to.
Well, I'm not going
to
throw a Tarcon.
No, Tarcon.
I know that.
It's funny because our names are similar.
Yeah.
I like saw the whole thing right now.
Yeah, Tarcon.
It was glittery. It was cute, but don't do it.
Never.
Yeah.
You scolded me, actually.
Cool. What did I scold you for?
We made a video together. You said like pitfalls and stuff like that and advice. And Amari, you were there too. We were filming a video and I said I did some tan ass shit the other day. And she was like, oh, I can't be that bad. And then I bleeped it and told her. And she was like, don't ever do that again.
Don't ever do that again. I mean, well, first of all, I just want to like, and I've said this a million fucking times, but her blow up is the most, you've always been the shit, but I'm just saying like seeing you everywhere, it's the most well-deserved thing I feel like I've seen on the internet in a long time. Thank At the you. Standpoint of A, like you are amazing and in every way, in the ways that people watch you, but also in the regard that you've put the fucking work in. Like you've shown up and shown up and shown up and put the fucking work in no matter what. And I think that it's...
Thank you, Dana.
That, oh, I love you. It's serious though. Like it, and it shows like you just deserve it in every way. And it's, but it is a scary fucking thing. And I'm sure you...
Yeah. With the amount of people that love you, people also fucking hate you.
Well, and just the people that come out of the woodworks wanting shit. Like you, unfortunately, in the position you're in, become...
Doggy.
Yeah. My favorite. you become like a dollar sign and like a little monkey to a bunch of fucking people for a million reasons. And that's just scary. And I hope you protect yourself.
My little monkey.
Every way.
Oh,
my little dollar monkey.
Come on. Just do it once. You guys would be so cute. You're both such catches. Like, and I just think like.
Not to make you say this, but why do you think us individually are catches?
You don't have to say me. Why do you think Zach's a catch? That's what he wants to hear.
Well, you know why I think you're a catch. You're a fucking bad bitch and you're everything. And you're a smart bad bitch, which is hard to come by.
Really hard.
I think you're really funny. Like you're just, no, I'm serious. You're a really funny guy.
Thank you.
And I think that dating you would be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I don't know you that well, but that's just
no,
from
of
what
course
I see.
Not. And our first meeting was interesting, wasn't it?
Speaking of dating you.
Our actual first meeting was we did a dating show together where she had to, there were six guys and you had to eliminate somebody after each round of questions and then you eliminated me first.
I was, okay, well, because you were playing a persona, I actually remember you were a skater guy, I think, and you really, like you.
No, I just said a good gentleman that wants to
treat
you right.
No. Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck that. That is not at all true. You
I said I want to hold your emotions like a newborn, but.
He said he was from Vegas. Thank you. I'm so happy you were there. Yeah. He was being a fucking freak behind that wall. Like he had a whole persona on.
What's new?
But different. Like not like a.
I am from Vegas though.
Are you?
I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Correct. My mother. My
the one true part that he says he's a fucking freak.
No, that's not why. He was really painting a picture.
I think I did say I was gonna take her family and do kidnapping. I don't remember what it was, but it was something, I don't know, scary. But yes, I was born in Vegas. I was born at Sunrise Hospital.
So was I.
See?
So was he.
Whoa.
Wait, what really? What year were you born?
1998 as well.
I was there a couple years earlier. But yeah, I told him about you guys though when I came out. I was like, there's going to be some cool people coming out.
Oh my God.
I was like, there's going to be this biracial kid that's going to be sick. And then there's going to be this girl with this little baby smoking a cigarette. She's going to be so fun. They're going to be besties. But yeah, so I was born there. That's kind of funny that we were born in the same hospital. But my mom lives out there. We just went back for my grandpa's 85th birthday.
Really? Where in Vegas do they live now?
They live probably 15 minutes south of the Strip, not quite Henderson.
Oh, wow. Our family lives in Henderson.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's so fun. We can do holidays together.
We can both be there and then like forget to text each other.
Are you going? No, let's have a collab. Let's have a crossover. Are you going home for Easter?
No.
See, and you say, I'm not a woman of God. I'm going home for Easter.
Are you really?
Gonna go to church?
Yeah, this Sunday.
God, isn't awesome.
God, oh my God, stop. I went to church for a long time. I don't as much anymore.
Do you take out the nipple piercings before you take communion?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No.
Oh.
No, I leave them in.
Then it doesn't work.
They're a part of me. I can't really get them in and out. They just stay in.
I gotcha. Yeah. She, you took yours out, though.
They got yanked out, brother.
Yeah. No! Oh. It's my worst fear. How did they get yanked out?
I was working at a coffee shop at the time.
Okay.
And I, like, went... I was, like, the sink was really high on me, and I just went like this, and it, like, yanked it, and then I looked down, bloody shirt, and then...
Did your nipple, like, did it, like...
No. But it yanked a little bit, and then, like, a week later, they were infected and had to get them out. So, like, they yanked out, and then... got infected. And
that's my biggest fear.
I offered like a snake bite to get like the bacteria out for it.
It's a snake bite.
You know, like when you suck the venom out?
But I don't know. Just because I want to be there for women.
I did not know you then.
Exactly. That's why it was weird. That's why you said no. You're like, sir, please back up.
That makes sense.
But I knew I'd get you. Been watching you for years. That's out your window.
See, this is who he was on the dating show.
It was. That's I apologize.
Like exactly.
I did bring a knife, I think. I think I pointed it at you. Again, I'm sorry.
See, no, you didn't, because I would have been into that.
You've got some, we got to go down this rabbit hole. Born in Vegas. What was growing up like? Mother, father? You got both of them?
No, none of them. I swear to God, I was like hatched, dude. I was just hatched in it, right on the strip.
Tana Mojo was hatched on the strip of Las Vegas.
Did you guys ever hang out in the sewers?
We were the sewers, I fear.
But you know, like,
we have the sewer at home. You know what I mean? Like, I fear. We were.
What school did you go to?
I went to Green Valley High School.
Oh, nice.
I dropped out as a sophomore, though, which is why nothing's going on up here. That's, again, bold of you to ask about that geography earlier. I was born in Las Vegas.
So no mother, no father.
I mean, technically I had them, but they weren't really.
Did you live with them?
Yeah, I lived with them until I was like 14, 15. His family adopted me.
Oh, nice.
So,
how's your family?
They're the best.
Oh, cool.
They're the best ever. And they are my grace of God. Had they not adopted me, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate them like so much. But, growing up in Vegas was really crazy. I feel like it's like a lot of people say it's not a cliche, but like for me, I feel like we were just like on the strip. And I mean, Vegas is everything bad, you know, drugs, sex, alcohol.
Did you get into all that early?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know this.
But who, I guess, guided you in that direction? Or like what made you think, oh, this is kind of cool?
The society. Like I think just the, you know, the people I was around, the schools I went to. Obviously, I wasn't going to anybody's private school or anything like that. So things like that. And we never had money. So I think that I also kind of fell into, you know, dark sides of things to hustle.
Yeah. I mean, that makes it. Did you?
It made me sound like I was a 14-year-old prostitute. I just want to clarify, I wasn't a prostitute.
No, Jared would have got your number if it had been. But I was going to ask.
Fuck
what?
You. Fuck
please
off.
Don't, please don't. I don't want to have sex with you. Please. I was going to ask. Yeah. Do you have a relationship with your parents now by chance?
No.
Okay. Okay. Do they know of the magnitude of your exposure?
Yeah. They sued me in 2019. I know, right?
Hell yeah.
It's just like, it's a canon event. I needed it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, yes.
For what?
For slander, because, and a bunch of other things, but I talked about them and what growing up in their household was like on my MTV show.
Oh my God.
And so it was kind of like a cash grab situation, but that, I hadn't been talking to them for years before that, though. But that kind of fully severed our ties.
How far did that lawsuit get?
Not that far. I ended up settling. I kind of regret it now. I wish I would have just like fought it all the way. But it was during COVID and it was like all this Zoom court and it was just fucking awful.
And it would have grounded you if you didn't.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That would have sucked. Yeah, of course. You have to go to your room. It's like, here's the money. The Tana lore, that I'm speaking stuff people have known about for years.
I love saying lore, by the way.
Well, you said it to start off.
I love the word lore.
Okay.
It's my favorite fucking word.
I am new to, you know, your life in a whole. So I think I'm asking things that people have probably already covered.
That's all right. So I'm enjoying getting to know you.
Okay, good.
Getting to know each other.
Let's go back and forth a little bit. What do you want to know about me?
What do I want to know about you? What do you think created your dark sense of humor? Trauma, obviously.
I really don't have a pinpoint.
Really? Okay? Was it your mom's two divorces?
Could be. But I all I know is when I was 10 years old, I've told this a million times, my mom met a guy in eHarmony. They met a couple times. He proposed during happy hour at a Margaritaville.
I'm not kidding you. That's the most romantic fucking thing I've heard in a year. That's my dream.
To meet your dream for,
not to last either because it didn't.
Oh, that's not.
But of course
that's
not.
No longer my dream.
So we moved to South Georgia. They have a KKK rally in the town. I'm like, Mom, where the hell am I? And then my stepdad.
But you were young. You probably thought that was just like you unlock some new Disney characters or some shit.
No. I think I was 10. So I was like, I remember the history books. This is not good stuff. Oh. And then my brother was also black. So I was like, he doesn't seem happy about this situation. I guess still is black. He didn't change.
Right. My brother was black.
Yeah.
So, your brother is black.
Yeah. And yes, queen. Sorry, there's a caramel off camera, and I want to make sure that, I put him inside my
little
chocolate.
Werther's original.
Those are so good. My grandma carries those in her purse.
My grandma used to have those at her house, too.
They're such grandma candies.
Yeah, but they're so good. I don't know why it's only for the older echelon, you know?
Older echelon.
What did your grandma think about the upbringing?
She's dead now. But
back then, was she kind of your, you know, little saving grace?
A little bit. Everyone was kind of twisted. I actually just had this psychic tell me all this stuff about her and that she was like coming through to me the other day, which was interesting. She lived in the South, so my parents would always ship me to Texas when I was really bad.
Oh, nice.
And I would just be in the fucking sticks with her. And she meant well, you know?
She meant well. I mean, she beat the...
We don't talk ill of the dead.
You know what I mean? Depends.
Would you get into an Uber if they had one star and 1,000 accidents? Would you get into an Uber if you essentially, this was kind of the first day driving, would you be a little nervous? If you kind of had no background information on the Uber, then why do we do this with our doctors? We don't fact check them. We don't back check them. We don't make sure they're peer reviewed. Well, now that is over. You got a weird rash. You don't feel comfortable talking about it with some doctor that won't care. Use ZocDoc. Kind of like Tinder, but for doctors. You get to choose who you want based on reviews. They're reviewed by other people. They're given like a rating system, a little like kind of like a little Yelp review for doctors, because so you can see if they actually care about their patients, one, and two, they know what they're doing. Understand?
So just to reiterate, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I actually found my primary care physician on ZocDoc. I hadn't gone to the doctor in 5 years because I was too scared of looking, and ZocDoc helped me do it in a day.
And it's nice when you go into a doctor's office knowing that they know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, it's so nice.
I can be completely honest. Yeah. I feel a lot more comfortable if people who have also had my ailments got a little text thing like they're good for blah 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 and they actually help me rather than just going in blind and hoping for the best.
So find your doctor today by going to ZocDoc.com/dropouts and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/dropouts. ZocDoc.com/dropouts.
Thank you, ZocDoc.
Hey, look me in the eyes. You want to get fit? Yeah. You want that nice tight body? Yeah. You want to look good this summer? You want to look like a good little boy or girl this summer? Huh? You want to be so sexy this summer? Do you? What if I told you there's a little appy app that could help you do that? Huh? Called Fitbod. What if I told you that? You can get a Fitbod using an app. Hey, Jared, tell them about Fitbod.
Whether you are a seasoned gym goer or just starting your fitness journey, Fitbod will push you to make progress. It's like having your own personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper, you can work out anywhere with or without equipment, and it's easy to build a custom fitness plan that works for you. And I know I just read that off of the script, but I legitimately have been using Fitbod for years, and I love it.
Yeah, his body's so fit and so tight because of Fitbod. So fit and so tight. All right, Jared?
Right, Zach. I have over 1,400 workouts logged in FitBod, and tomorrow it's already built me an exercise for back and buys.
He's going to work out his back, big, strong back.
One of my favorite parts about FitBod is that it legitimately adapts as you improve, so each workout gets more and more challenging and pushes you to make progress.
Pushes you so hard. You're going to be pushed so hard because of FitBod. Your body's going to be looking tight. So good.
It also keeps track of your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. And also for those maybe less than experienced gym goers, you can learn the movements the right way with over 1,000 demonstration videos.
Learn those movements. Hey, Jared, how about you tell them how they can get 25% off their subscription?
You can get 25% off your subscription, or you can try the app for free at fitbod.me/dropouts. That is fitbod.me/dropouts.
Thanks, FitBod, for sponsoring this episode. And thank you for getting this tight body on my boy over here.
Yes, thank you, FitBod.
So when did you turn...
When did you turn thought?
If you want to put it that way, I was going to say, when did you turn into an online person? When did you start?
I grew up in the OG era of YouTube. Yes. You know all about this shit. I'm sure you watched a lot of that as well. Like
That's Bob...
That's a pop out. Go Tara.
I need to replace my batteries. That's probably when I started watching Tana. I think you had like maybe 200K subscribers. Maybe 100K.
I love you so
I
fucking much.
I could do the interview for her.
Go ahead.
You're my favorite person. I'm not.
Okay, you give me like the quick breakdown. If I'm like, okay, I'm a mom. Imagine I'm just like a mom or a dad. I don't know anything about anything. They're like, internet, I don't know what the hell that is. Like, what's a Tana? Go ahead.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
It would be so funny if you just went out and be like, this slut that...
No. I know you started with story times on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where Tana's... God, just like she's so infamous for it. Just telling stories. She would literally not even like edit all the way either. She would turn with a dirty fucking door in the background.
Oh, do you know my God, about? I love you so much.
You're surprised I know about the dirty door.
The dirty door was OG.
Yeah. I love that. Like... Literally would turn on a camera, maybe iMovie cuts, like maybe, but she would just turn on the camera and like tell like 20-minute stories about like just the craziness of her life. And they were so specific and like not censored. And I think that's what people really liked. And that's why you blew up, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She ate with that. And it was so nice. And it was just so.
Do you consider yourself to have, obviously you have a ride or die fan base, but do you have another polarizing side that might hate you?
For sure. I think I've always been kind of polarizing. Like people either love me or hate me, but I try to remember.
That's where I want to kind of go. The beginning of obviously everyone, if we do percentage wise, loves you, you know, but when you first started,
I think a lot of people fucking hate me, but that's okay.
I do want to know the start of the hate. Like how did you initially handle it? And then what did it progress to till now?
Are you asking for a friend?
You. Because eventually you're going to go through it. They're going to love you till they want to.
Oh, they
you
already
down.
Hate me.
No, they don't.
No, yeah, they do. You're not on that side of TikTok, brother.
I've always been hated, so it's like I'm good over here. But
I think that I've always been loved and hated, even just from the jump. And then over time, I also was growing up online, and no one really fucking raised me at all. And so that really showed with everything, TanaCon, all that kind of shit. Like I was just impulsively really living, and a lot of mistakes were made, and. It created for a lot of people, you know, loving or hating me. But I don't know. I think the best thing to remember, even just in this phase of life that you're in, is the love is awesome, but you are indifferent of both of those. Like there's someone telling you to kill yourself and someone telling you you're Jesus, and like neither should resonate with you. Yeah, wow, it's beautiful.
That was so
just poetic. Neither should resonate with you so too nice. Far. You know what I mean? Just remember who you really are.
So how are you feeling at the moment? Do you feel like you resonate more on the negatives? Why do you think that is?
Because that's what I see.
It's easier, though. It is. Yeah. You can see a million I love you comments and then one hate comment that's like a little true. Yeah. You see it. You're like, God.
You're like, damn it.
Damn it. For sure. For sure.
Especially when they find out stuff that's like, nobody knows this about me. And then they throw it out there and they're like, yeah, I'm insecure about that. No worries.
Yeah. But I think that you're very authentic, which also helps so much in the place that you're at right now. Because it's like, imagine you were dealing with that while also trying to be someone that you're completely not.
Well, like, that's also hurtful, though, is like they hate me because of me. They don't hate me because of a persona I'm putting on. They hate me because I'm myself.
But
that's also like so hurtful.
But what you're doing is so hard. Like living your entire life for people to spectate like you're a zoo animal. And I would venture to say 97% of the people leaving those comments could never do that. And I mean, it's just the truth, you know?
Yeah.
And fuck them.
Thank you.
You're rich.
Not rich. Not you're rich.
No.
I didn't know if you could give me something.
I'm not. It hasn't nothing. You know. You know. There's like a 3 month.
But it's just, coming.
Touring's coming. It's all, and it's, again, it's awesome to see because you just see these little fucking rich assholes dance on TikTok and then, and I love them. Like, you know, but like,
and I love the rich assholes who dance on TikTok, but.
But you've been fucking filming and fucking editing your shit for fucking hours for fucking, like you deserve that. And it's sick.
This is what I'm genuinely interested in because you can kind of brought up. You kind of lightly brought up flashes in the pan. Like there's certain people, they'll hit the woe for a second. They're very famous. They have a lot of money and they don't know how to take that into longevity. How did you kind of go from, you know, dirty door to not being
to dirty whore
to not having that flash in the pan? Like you've had a, you know, decently long career, especially for the internet.
I think consistency and authenticity definitely play a part, but I also think that reinvention is important and studying the space that you're in and being able to.
When were some turns of reinvention for you? Have you had multiple? When were some big ones that you kind of remember?
That's a crazy question. I've had a million different reinventions, and a lot of them were not on purpose. I think that it was just like I went with the flow of what was working. I think I've always been the type of person to throw a lot of darts and like see what sticks. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where I am now. Like podcasting was just one of those shots in the dark.
And you have, I think
that ended up working.
Congratulations. Top 20 podcasts on all of Spotify. That's
congratulations.
Thanks. Guys, holy, it's so mind-blowing to me.
It's not mind-blowing to me.
I love you so
she
much.
She goes, she hates you. She's like, stop talking bad about yourself.
Yeah, no, seriously. I'm so dead serious when it comes to Tana.
I love you so much.
You know, it's funny.
I feel the same about you, though.
I had no idea about, like, this background where, like, you watched her, whatever, you know, or your guys' friendship.
Does it make sense?
No, it makes sense because for this podcast, like part of the research we were doing or like part of the bits we were coming up with, I was looking up quotes by you like to find funny ones. And there's one where you're talking about how Paris Hilton raised you. Mm-hmm. And immediately I made the connection. I was like, oh, these two are two peas in a pod. They're because one in the same.
I think there's something so fucking genius about the entire world telling you you're famous for nothing, but making that an entire brand and flipping it on its head. And I'm sure you
also
agree.
I just think girls who are just like so themselves or just like so confident, people hate.
Yeah, 100%.
We're all that.
And I fucking love that. Like just owning it, owning who you are. And oh, she's the GOAT.
No, I think brand is so important. Especially when you have a polarizing brand. I think Barstool does a similar thing for like guys. It's like, we know what audience we don't have, but the audience that we do have are ride or die. Mm. Like if you're trying to make money in this, the brand is everything. I don't know if people care about all this stuff, but this is the stuff I'm really interested in.
Yeah,
but
Zach's actually a big old nerd.
I nerd out over this shit. I can talk about it for hours.
But I'm like, this is the plan to make you rich, Tara. I'm like, okay, so we go on tour for like, we'll do like a dropout show. And I was like, then we plan a yummy party because everyone wants to go to a yummy party. Like we brand a huge yummy party afterwards and eventually whatever her
favorite. Oh, give me, please let me.
This, exactly.
I have so many thoughts.
Like I need to invest. Not
whatever her favorite alcohol is, we create. What was your favorite alcohol again?
Vodka.
But
you're definitely releasing something called yummy.
Vodka
soon,
seltzer.
And you're definitely getting that trademarked, right?
Exactly.
You're definitely.
we do the yummy parties. We have it exclusively sponsored by there. We get everybody's taste. We send the free stuff to all the sororities, all the fraternities. So now it's like the drink of the colleges.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dizzy moment.
Absolutely.
But you're gonna be rich.
Thank you.
And I think that it's so cool that so much of what you do is also based in your aesthetic. That gives you so much room. Like, I can't wait for the liquid eyeliner. I can't wait for the fucking outfits. I can't wait for all of it. And it's, yeah.
I'm like, shh.
I'm just guessing. I'm just shooting in the dark. Okay, I swear to God.
We don't have to shh. We can just say it. I mean, because who's going to out-yummy the yummy? You know what
I mean?
No
one's out-yummying the yummy.
Exactly. One of a kind.
I can't believe this is real life.
She's like, the whole time she goes, Tana's in my name. She doesn't hear anything else.
Like, me and Tana are friends.
It's so funny, too, because I've known her for so long, and she still is so sweet like this. And I'm like, bitch, I suck, and you know it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're a really nice person.
Yeah. I love you so much, Daria.
I have a favorite Tana era.
Okay. What's
it? Oh my God.
I fuck on your bitch like I'm Hefner.
That's your favorite era. See, that was a reinvention.
Yeah. Have you heard it? Have you heard the song Hefner by Tana Mojo?
No, and you shouldn't. It is ear blood.
No, it's
sister.
So good. It's, no, it's so
not.
Good.
No, it's not.
How many times do you listen to it, you think?
Oh, hundreds.
Well, I think she's all of the streams.
Yeah. Will we get copyrighted if I play it?
We'll do it on 100%. The after school.
Okay.
And we just also don't have to. Like, I would love to do literally anything. I'm not kidding. Like,
no. We have
I hurt
to.
Her.
We have to.
We'll do it on the Patreon.
That was during my God damn it. I want to cut if we're doing that. That is trauma. The music era. Thank you.
Oh, this is another idea I have. This is a business idea. Okay. So I'm working on setting up a platform, or I'm working with these guys to set up a platform, and essentially you can create projects. So this podcast would be one project, and all the money initially goes to this account where you would get 10% for coming on. So anything this podcast makes, you could get 10% off of it for coming on just this one podcast. Isn't that great incentive for other people to go on other people's podcasts?
Absolutely.
I take 10% like I
rep her. That's a lyric of Hefner. Yeah. That was a crazy circle back. I know. That was awesome.
Yeah. If you didn't owe me money, we'd probably sell that
pretty good.
Canceled would probably start getting guests if we could do that. I was telling him.
I came on willingly.
And I'm so happy you came on. So many people are really afraid to come on.
I would love to come on.
I would love to have you on.
I would love to.
I'd love to have all of you on. We could do a Dropouts X Canceled moment.
Oh my God. Fun.
Canceled Dropouts. Brooke. I almost started a clothing brand called Dropout. And I trademarked it in clothing, and then I got rid of it. So
do you sell the trademark? Because we need it.
actually, I literally might. I wish I could pull it up, but it was like a whole
She's
thing.
She's like, yeah, for 70%, I do. Yes, ma'am.
It didn't end up being my journey.
Your hair looks really good.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I did it. I had to blow it out myself, and it was the most humbling experience of my entire life. Well, it
looks really good. I love the color right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I feel like I just have to remain blonde. When I'm brunette, I look like Michael Jackson, and not even in a fun way.
Let's jump into a game.
Okay. Red flag, green flag?
Yeah. Okay. Tara hates this one. She gets canceled every time we play it.
That's canceled. It's good to get canceled. I hope you know that too. Like if it happens for some shit, call me and we're gonna scheme and it's
sweetheart.
It's gonna be good.
It's
unless
fine.
It's like some like you know.
I don't think
shit.
I would do some bad shit.
I don't think you would.
It's kind of unlike me. I like to think I'm an okay human.
I think that's what's cool about canceled culture as well. If you know that innately you're a decent fucking person. So if you get canceled for some shit that's like you know whatever like and you have nothing to hide, no fucking shit in your closet, like it's all manageable.
I agree.
She's terrified.
Hit us with the first one.
Okay. Red flag, green flag. Liking an ex's social media post.
Oh. Ooh. I don't think there's no green. Yeah, but you guys are like bestie boos.
Green flag, I think.
No, I comment too.
Yeah, I'm friends with a lot of my exes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think everything falls down to security, right? On whoever you're with in the future and whatever. And so long as you're not a piece of shit.
I would say in a normal society, probably a red flag if you're just kind of living in a small town. Like,
really?
Why are you lacking that? but I feel like, you know, I feel like you guys have such an image online and are really friends that people can, I don't know. There's a lot more to see. I feel like if you don't have.
What if I like my other ex's stuff?
I don't know.
I have other exes.
I get what you're saying. It's more normalized in like Hollywood and Los Angeles and the pool and the way people are with dating. But I think I would be like that no matter what. Like. Especially if you just date someone for like a short period of time, it doesn't work. You can be good friends. Like
it also probably depends on the picture for me. If she's liking he's got six pack abs and he's like,
look at these.
He's doing this a little bit and like in a carousel. He doesn't lead with that. He doesn't want to be aggressive.
Yeah.
But I think I'd have some questions. But I think also
what if it's like a group picture of him and his like.
Yeah, I think
friends.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
I think you're good to go.
I think a photo like to me. I don't know. I just don't give a fuck about it.
I literally go like this.
Yeah, like whatever.
Like I literally like that's how I like pictures.
What do you think about liking? You're in a relationship, and then he's just liking you know a bunch of Instagram models.
I don't care.
I don't really care. Like it's not like the end of the fucking world. But at the same time, like if his whole following is just like a bunch of fucking.
Well, I do wonder why he has to give the validation of the like. He can look at the picture and be like, yeah, that's a hot picture. But why does he have to be like stamp it almost? Be like.
I think it's
Tommy
also
like this picture.
Huge on like, does he know them personally? Like, if you know that girl personally,
no, he doesn't.
Like,
in this instance, he doesn't.
Then I'm kind of like, okay, yeah. I think that behavior is just a little like, why? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But our whole fucking society is fucked with all the instant gratification, fucking dopamine, fucking bullshit. Anyway, so
that's
like,
why we're not even
really?
Recording this. We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want people to scroll. Next one.
Doesn't like your taste in music.
Oh, red flag. That's a big one for me.
You don't like that?
No. Like, yeah. I feel like that's...
You're a big music guy.
Yeah. And also, it's like, you're going to be spending a lot of time together, especially like, let's say you're going on dates or whatever. You're going to be driving. You know, I don't want to sit in silence or I don't want one of us to sit... What?
Musicals.
Oh, my God. Musical theater. Like, if...
Wait, what's wrong with that?
If you're ever in a car and someone exclusively... I'll listen to a couple tunes. I'll go with you on a couple Hamiltons. But if we're on a 3-hour road trip and I've listened to the cassette twice, brother, we got to change the station.
You're going to hate being on tour with me.
I'm going to have headphones.
Ooh,
you're gonna have your own headphones.
I'll just put on Avril Lavigne and be like, I can't believe this came on, because you'll immediately take them off. You're like,
I think it's awesome when you have the same music taste. It's like such a fucking sick thing to bond over and like listen to songs and like, you know what I mean? Like analyze them and love them together and anticipate drops and yada yada. But like, if you have
anticipate
a different
drops,
like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this album's gonna drop. Oh, no.
I thought you were sitting there like with your EDM.
No, oh my God, no. I would need so much Molly for that. But if you have a different taste, but you guys can kind of bond, like show each other songs and it's like healthy and awesome. But like if I get in the car and you're just playing some fucking ass the whole time and you don't want to listen to like, I don't know. Like,
so you've done copious amounts of drugs?
Do I just give that? Like, do I enter the room and I'm giving like...
No. I want to ask you questions. I've never done drugs, so I wanted to go like drug by drug and see what it feels like.
Okay. I had my Lindsay Lohan era.
Yeah, I'm not saying you do it now. I'm not saying you snorted up so you're good up for the podcast or anything.
Yeah. No, I'm good now. But yes, I've done my fair share of drugs in life.
So I'm just... What does cocaine feel like?
Oh my God, it's so great. I'm kidding. I wasn't kidding for a while.
Well, the point is, it is great. I mean, I think that's the point. It's also the flip side is terrible for you. It's worse than it is good for you.
Absolutely. It's a bad drug, and I don't think people should do it more than once.
Agree. What's the feeling like?
Well, I think a lot of people use cocaine for when they're...
Why are you looking at me?
Sorry.
Why did you look at me?
They're drinking and want to feel less drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to
really?
Because
I feel like, hypothetically, it makes you feel more drunk.
I don't know. And keeps you awake and you want to talk and you want to party and you want to, you know.
Molly?
Molly's fun. But Molly's why my brain looks like Swiss cheese, okay? Like, I definitely had a Molly era when I was younger and lights and EDM.
What's the difference? Yeah.
You take this one pill and you're like, yeah!
And so it's more of a excitement.
Versus like a lot doing. Cocaine's more like you keep doing it, you know?
Heroin?
I've never done heroin.
Just checking.
Never done meth.
Alyssa, what do we got?
Oh, you're done? We're done with the drug segment.
Okay. Oh, is there more? I don't know anymore.
That's so awesome.
Having someone showing up unannounced.
No, that's I would love that. Yeah, if you're in a relationship.
If you like them.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Everything's dependent on how much you like them.
Yes, I agree. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, let's say this is a really, really crazy example, but let's say a guy was playing guitar at you.
Mm-hmm.
At you.
Okay. At you.
At you. Showing you like a song they know. If you really like them, you're going to be like, oh my God, you learned that for me.
I think about this all the time.
But if you don't like them, it's the cringiest thing. I'm like,
can I sing you a song I wrote for you?
See what I mean? You're not gonna
can
humor
I see
that.
Something?
Sure.
Your name is Tara Yummy. Your stomach's where I'm gonna come me.
See, I love it.
See how sweet that is? It's really sweet.
I got butterflies
for
her.
I'm gonna get you a rag. I won't treat you like trash. I can't wait to put you in my bed and we can kiss. Hot, huh?
I fell for him for
God.
You.
Anybody I'm else tearing even. Up?
That's a sweet one.
See, but it was fun. I'll stop pitching that.
Tanner,
I'll stop. But
I feel like Tanner, you of all people should know better.
Then what?
Jeff.
I know, I guess it's the same exact thing, like where it's like people are always shipping me with Jeff and they're like, he's funny. Oh, but then I'm like, no.
Yeah, we do have undeniable chemistry. But
you could be with Jeff. I'm literally taken. I have to stop. I'm kidding. No, I get what you mean when you don't want to be shipped with someone or you know it wouldn't work.
Right? No, I'm not even saying that. It's just like, no.
This is so fun.
I know, I'm having the best time ever.
What I'm saying is you understand that like there's multiple things that go behind it other than undeniable chemistry.
100%. And I also think that sometimes what happens on camera is 8% of, you know.
The worst thing is we're way better off camera.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Definitely.
Is what it is, huh?
See, I think Jeff and I are worse off camera.
No, I'm way nicer to him off camera.
Oh, she was drunk the other day. She just seen her.
What? No.
Not that story. What? I'm talking about just you nice.
You're me. No. What? No. No.
What?
Like you just kept on, like on stage, you're like, he sucks. Right, guys? And then off stage, you're like, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I can finally call someone a true friend. I'm like, thank you.
Friend.
Okay.
Buddy. Old pal. You got another one?
Chewing with their mouth opened.
Oh, dude, I feel like it's elementary. Let's do another one. Okay. It's gross, but come
I don't give a fuck. Eat off my chest. You
oh
know?
My God.
Takes hours to respond.
Red flag.
Yeah. if they want.
Are they busy and hardworking and like awesome and there's a reason, yes. Or are they just like a fucking piece of shit? You know?
I am.
Man.
That's a good thing, right? But it's also like hours. You can like, if you're busy and hardworking, be like, hey, I'm busy right now. Even that is like for me good.
100%.
I'm just so good at replying that I'm like, you can just be like, hey, let me call you in 3 hours.
Yeah. I think it all falls on communication.
I do love when I'm with someone or talking to someone where it's not the constant communication, because then when we're together, we could just talk. And we have so many things. When you're constant communication, it's like, yeah, would you? Oh, I do know what you did today. And then that happened.
But a funny texter like does get me going. Like, me too. I do love that. It's not necessary, but I think it's like a cool addition.
Oh, cool.
I agree.
That's what
crazy.
Was that?
That's just so crazy. Same. I love funny. You got another one?
Being a mama's boy or daddy's girl.
Oh my God, when the mom wants to fuck their son, that is the fucking shit. That shit gets me going. It is one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. And I just the other day to my boyfriend, I said that. I was like, I'm so glad your mom doesn't want to fuck you.
You know what's crazy is like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And guys don't. They're always like, what are you talking about? And it's like, oh my God. So I dated this guy and he was just the best ever. And I kid you not, I think one of the biggest catalysts of our breakup was that his mom wanted him. And he was like, my mommy. And it was like,
The mommy.
Oh, that's weird.
No,
that's...
he had like candles and shit all around his house that was like, your mom, and his house, like, not, they didn't live together. Like, your mom is the window to your soul and shit.
Oh
and
my God.
She hated me.
How and, like, old was he?
He's 23, I think now. I'm 25, over 2 year difference. But it was just, dude, it was so nuts. And parents love me too, which I know is surprising.
Parents like
me
too.
Like, but I never had parents to begin with. I like really take pride in making parents like me.
I think the psychology behind, before I say that, my mom said, is Tara okay? Because she got sick the other day. She wanted me to tell you that.
Isn't cute.
Okay. But she called Tara and they said, no. Tar, black hair, Tara. She figured it out. But I think the psychology behind it is you do everything for this son, like, and you're giving them everything. You teach them all the lessons. You're teaching them how to become a stand-up guy and a gentleman. And then they use that on another woman. For whatever reason, I think they look at that and be like, I taught him all those things, yet he's...
I understand. Yeah. Like I understand the psychology.
I don't think it's right to want to have sex with your son.
I think that I just think there's a fine line, you know, and it's like, you took my boy and it's like, you know, where it gets weird like that. Did you say you'd swipe left on your mom?
I would swipe left on my mom. Yeah. So fast.
What does she look like?
My mom. So like, that's just the generally, it's not that she's ugly. It's just, I'm not attracted to her because
I don't know which one is which. I thought you were saying you would.
No, I would not want to hook up with my mom. I think Jared has two moms, so it's kind of 50-50.
Yeah, this makes me so happy that my mom's gay, because I know she doesn't want to fuck me.
That's the only reason. She'd be
so
in there.
It's so fun having two moms. You're probably the best ever, too.
I love them.
Jared's a sweetheart.
Like, my parents are the sweetest people, and they definitely pass that on. I
couldn't believe they had a threesome with me.
Just shut up. They would never.
Oh, do you just do that all the time?
Have threesomes with them? I mean, if...
No.
I mean, just if the money's right.
Yeah, understandable.
What do you got next?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Oh, no. I've been offered.
Me either. I've never had a threesome. You've been offered?
Too much work.
Wait, you've never had a threesome?
No, only foursomes. But
skipped a grade.
It's like, have you ever had a sip of alcohol? No, but yeah, I've done coke.
Yeah, okay. That was the same energy.
For sure. I don't know. I've just never, it's never presented itself. Threesomes are tricky too. Because it's like, what, you want to fuck a couple or you want to be a couple and fuck, or it's like, I guess three people could randomly come together. I don't know. And I'm kind of jealous. I would get bored. I'd just be twiddling my thumbs. Like, you know, I feel like it's kind of performative. Like, while they're doing shit, you'd be like, oh my God, that's so hot. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yawning. Boo, tomato.
I would be doing interpretive dance.
To Kesha. Oh, that's hotter than any of the sex. Come on.
I love you.
Is my drag.
She followed me on Instagram.
What?
Finally.
Are you serious?
Wow.
I literally, oh my God, I shit myself. I came, I threw up everything. Every bodily function happened
Kesha
all at once.
Kesha follows you?
I know, dude. I lost my fucking mind. I don't even know what to say and like slide in the DMs. You know what I mean? When Miley Cyrus followed me, I slid in the DMs and like said a bunch of shit and then she like never responded. So I got discouraged. Now she doesn't follow me anymore. Oh. But that's a long story.
I'm still on the fact that Kesha follows you on Instagram.
I don't know what.
Like, Kesha knows you exist.
Because I made that TikTok that was like about being a Kesha girl in like a Hailey Bieber world. And she saw it.
You know what's crazy? I saw a TikTok that said, how are you? Like, I'm a Tana in the Tara world. I'm like,
That's the same thing.
It's too similar.
Yeah, it's too similar.
We're a little different, but that's too similar.
Yeah, for sure.
But I cannot believe, oh my, I'm so jealous.
No, it's coming for you.
It's amazing. I feel it. I DM'd her like ages ago.
Make a TikTok about her. I feel like that's literally, that's what did it.
That's what did it.
Yeah. If I see her later posting a TikTok to Kesha's song, I'm going to be like,
yeah. Yeah. I made so many, I mean, I've done Kesha's songs, but.
Yeah. We need to find a good sound for us later.
Yeah, wait, I'm excited. Wow, I'm so jealous. That's crazy. You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool.
No, I was so gagged. Like, you should have heard me in, like, this poor Uber driver.
I would
driver.
Have screamed.
This
you were in an Uber?
I was in an Uber. And yeah. I
immediately
ruined,
gave you one star.
Oh, my God, yeah. I ruined everyone's day.
It feels like God came back and you guys met him. Like, yeah. Like, look at the first two. That's how you guys are talking about it. Like, you know, Jesus was so sick.
Absolutely. Basically. Better. Not kidding. I just love Kesha.
Did she ended up getting all her money, right, back?
God, I hope so.
Because she was in
Dr. Luke. She was not in a conservatorship, but she was in like a shitty situation. Ownership, shitty contract, shitty music world, shitty.
But she's back?
Yeah, she's back. She made Praying, that song about it, so good. I was listening to that on the plane the other day. I'm an angry woman. And yeah.
Has your plane ever had a lot of turbulence and you pick your dying song?
I was just picking my dying songs for a while. Oh. I like turbulence. It makes me kind of horny too. I've always said that.
Wait! No! Yes!
There's no way.
Hold on. I have a text. I was on tour last year and I texted. I said, is this turbulence making anyone else horny?
Because the feeling of turbulence is the same feeling as a dick in your stomach. I promise you. And you'll never understand that, but I swear.
Is that what we get when we go on a roller coaster? You know, like the
drop?
Like,
that's kind of what a dick in your stomach feels like. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Turbulence,
like the.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny now. So I have friends, Tara, that like I text when there's turbulence. Like, I'm going to text you next time there's turbulence and we can bond over it.
Chris Olsen, I've kind of had gay sex.
It really does.
I have texts being like, turbulence makes me horny. And then I said, I was already turned on then, but this turbulence is turning me on even more.
It's a new meaning for cockpit, huh? You got in there.
You ate with that. That was bang. That was a banger joke.
Have you joined the Mile High Club?
Not on a commercial plane, but on a private plane.
Oh, you're so
plane.
Rich.
I'll pay you for Tanagon, by the way.
That's still Mile High, though.
You can't keep speaking about these things and not pay your employees.
I'm paying you, I
promise. Wait, so you have joined the Mile High Club?
Yeah. I made a video, too, of it, and I was going to release it, but then I decided I wasn't going to be a sex tape girly.
How many private planes have you been on?
I don't know.
How many years ago was Tanagon?
I don't know.
Good to hear.
To be fair, I did not employ you. You were employed. But my name's on the convention. There's no winning. Tana, stop right now. Let me just backtrack really
quickly.
How
well did Dizzy do?
I'm going to fucking pay you. I'm going to fucking pay you right after. Are you actually?
The people just want
to
know how much.
I'm going to Apple Pay him. I swear to God.
How much?
I don't know.
If you had to like ballpark it.
I don't know. I really swear to God, I don't know.
There's interest accrued, you know, after all these years. So.
I put a lot of money into Dizzy though. So it wasn't as profitable as maybe some other things I would do because I put a lot of money.
Could you buy out steak and just me?
Why?
Like, I want to buy 10% of Zach. Give me a certain amount of money, and then whatever I make for the rest of my life could be a good investment.
Yeah, but that gets tricky. People start doing that shit in Hollywood, you know?
Really?
Like, then I own a part of you, and then you resent me, and then, you know?
I love it. You have another one?
Bad driving or road rage?
That's two different things, though.
Both hot.
Yeah.
And that's where we differ, I think.
No, but come on. Like, a guy's like, man, fuck. He's like honking on the horn. Oh my God. No.
Okay. I'd be like, please don't yell at me.
I was kidding.
Red flag. I mean, yeah, I don't think aggressiveness isn't really attractive to me when it comes to a female counterpart.
Yeah.
So if you are screaming that you want to rip the head off of someone else.
Yeah.
What?
I also think I mean it in like a really light sense. Like if they were really actually scaring me behind the wheel or they were really actually like super fucking it. Obviously that's awful.
Yeah, that's what Alyssa does.
Is that true?
Why is it? No.
It's a little true.
I don't scream like crazy.
Oh, she needs to get laid. Do you have anybody that would?
I feel as though this is an HR violation.
No, she's HR.
Oh, we talk about this all the time. She is HR.
Yeah, she's good.
That's what my assistant Paige does. She's like, let me call HR, and she just calls herself.
She looks in the mirror, very similar.
I would love to set you up with someone. I like playing Cupid. It's like my favorite thing. Okay. And you're beautiful. I don't think it'd be hard.
Thank you.
She's not good if they want athletes. She's about 4'10", but she's great at I don't know if I should say this. She did say once drunk, she's like, I want a guy because I'm going to rock his world. So I think that's a sex thing.
Remember saying that?
Yeah, of course you were drunk. You were drunk.
Oh, you're
this was a Barney's Beanery.
I can never go there again.
Why?
I don't know. I just
I was there last night.
It's so fun. I've loved Barney's like forever. But now it's like everyone, I just felt like it was this cool spot that
you
like,
gotta go everyone, on days not everyone goes, like last night.
That's when it's fun, I agree. Yeah. That was my favorite spot to black out before.
I went sober and I miss it. Are you sober indefinitely?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know when it's going to end. And I kind of want to push myself to see how long it's going to go for.
Good.
But, how much money to stop vaping?
It's not money. I want to stop for my health. I fear that my popcorn lung, I'm taking that too far.
Well, we want to do this again. We want to have you on again. But if you, like, you know, die from the popcorn lung, we can't do that. So it's just don't hit it while we talk about it. Don't have that as a reminder of like, gotta hit, brother.
It's just fucking pathetic, dude. I can't go like minutes without it. And like I always have this in my hand. Have I what?
Zinned it up?
I can't do that. Okay. That's just it.
A little too redneck?
Yeah, like imagine. It just, I feel like that is one trip and fall away from like I'm spitting into a cup and like the whole nine. And
so cool.
It's, yeah, and it's just, I
went to school in South Georgia. All the high school girls would just did their
pack a lip. Really?
I think I'm already so pack a lip coated that would just like, it's too
send
far.
You over the edge.
Yeah. It's just too far. And I'm not much of a spitter. I had to look away from it. I couldn't do it.
You know what they say.
No, wait, what do you mean by that context?
Spitters are quitters.
In what context?
Totally only the dip one.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I shouldn't have. And I knew I shouldn't have. I immediately knew. It was just unnecessary.
You got to be really careful what you say on this podcast.
It's a very wholesome place. Like, I don't know. We just try not to talk about sex.
You really warned me like you were going to be so scary and everything was going to be so scary and I'd want to cut everything. But I'm having a great time.
Thank goodness. Good. It's so lovely to hear. Of course. This is great. I think you've been lovely. I think from when, I don't know, I haven't kept up with the lore. I completely apologize. But I think from seeing you, my room was right next to yours at TanaCon.
Was it actually?
Yeah, you and whoever, some other girl. I don't remember her name. She probably gave you
the tattoo. Did you hear the weeping through the walls?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you serious? Was your room actually next to hers?
Yeah, it was right next to it.
Why didn't you come on over?
I was actually staying on the floor of someone else's room that was working there. Private jets, right?
I'm going to pay you after this. And I'll take you on any jet you want.
Deal. Take it.
Any of you.
Deal.
Let's go on a trip. Let's go to Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas. Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas this weekend. You want to come?
For Easter Sunday.
But I'm also about to gamble it up a couple of days before. I have a fucking gambling problem.
Oh my gosh. When did you start OnlyFans?
In 2019.
You were
maybe
early.
2020.
You were early.
I was,
Typical freak out.
I saw, it was really crazy. It was so crazy.
I assume you don't talk about the money.
I have a lot.
Oh, how much do you make a month?
I told you, I kind of have been putting it on the back burner as of late, but I'm about to re-sled it out again. A good month would be $1 million.
Holy shit. And I'm in the wrong line of business.
but this is the fucking worst sentence to ever come out of my mouth, but.
1 million divided by 30. Okay. 30. So you would give me $99,000 just based on for 3 days. That's 3 days of work. It's 3 days of work. And then like I just did the math.
Yeah. Or we can do your little percentage thing. You can come on the OnlyFans. We can
just talk. Know. People would hate me if you just were.
I did that with Jeff once. Yeah, they were pissed.
What the hell is this? Give me tits.
I've been not doing it as much.
Yeah. You and your boyfriend are really cute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not you.
Oh.
Cute. I love him.
You guys have been together for a while. I mean, think about it. Not last time I saw you, but last time we collabed.
It's funny because we haven't. Last. But like for me, it's.
No, I mean, it's been like at least 3 months.
Which is huge for me, right?
Wait, I was expecting years.
I was expecting 3 years.
Well, no, it's been way more than 3 months. But like I know in February, you guys were fully like committed.
Yeah. He just went on tour with me too and like took off from his life to go and it was like so fucking sweet. And I feel like that's like some make or break shit.
How'd you guys
like,
I agree.
We met in Hawaii. He's from Hawaii.
So
he lives
magical.
In Maui.
Does he know Stitch?
Yeah, personally. Ohana means family, duh. I have a gay best friend named Makoa and
outside of June?
The gay best friend year round.
Yeah, you have them outside of June.
Yeah, I love.
I only have gay friends in June.
I collect them like Infinity Stones. I love a gay. I think I just. Oh my god, so much.
Okay.
My gay best friend's name Makoa introduced me to my boyfriend Makoa, and
they're both named Makoa.
Yeah.
Makoa time. Do you ever get confused?
No, but sometimes I get mad when I have to say it in bed, and I think of my gay best friend. Makoa. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
But I broke my toe within the first like hour of meeting him. Gay Makoa actually broke my toe, and then straight Makoa, I just met him.
Was that a hate crime? Like a straight crime?
A straight crime. We don't say that enough.
Yeah, I know. It happens.
No, he just like slammed a little chair through my toesy, and it was like really, it was really gorgeous. I was spewing blood. It was like awesome.
So you guys met there, and then when did you? When was the initial attraction? You want to wash your clothes on his abs? Like, what's going on?
Fair. I mean, yeah, I definitely wanted to do that. I thought he was cute, but he was just friends with my friends. We were all hanging out, and then after Gay McCullough broke my toe. Straight McCullough was like icing
love that
it
you
in.
Refer to them as like
there's Gay no McCullough other way.
The heaven bound.
And he carried me around for a couple days. I couldn't walk. Like Hell it was yeah. just very sweet. And I was like, oh, this guy's really sweet. And then, you know, obviously I was like, I want to hit. And then
obviously a guy's sweet to you and you're like, well, he's hot.
Yeah. And it was just,
Did
and
you, then, so physical, the physical bedroom action happened semi
soon. Yes. Okay. I kind of thought it was just going to be like a fun. We're in.
No, that's what I'm asking. I'm kind of wondering how he's hitting it and then he's hitting your heart. What,
I
what
had
did
a
that?
Little more romance into it, you know?
Okay. Like, he's clapping your cheeks.
We were making love.
And then you guys eventually found love.
Yes.
How did that transition happen?
I think it was kind of immediate. Like, I just really, I love his personality and he's genuinely one of the best people I think I've ever met. And so I was just like, wow, I like you. Like, it wasn't like I just want to hook up. You know, I deleted Hinge off of his phone in like the first 24 hours. I was like, you're done. Like, you know.
And how long have you guys been together?
Like 4 months officially.
If he was here and I was asking the same thing, like, what attracts you so much to Tana? What do you think he would say?
I mean, he tells me all the time, like, really nice things.
Nice.
Well, that's just kind of like asking me to gas myself up.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'm doing it in a way where you can gas yourself up, but it feels like someone else is saying it.
Yeah, but still, I feel like I'm saying it, so it's different for me. But I don't know. I think I'm really, like, honest with him. I think I take really good care of him. I'm like, you know, I think we never fight. Like, we communicate really well. I think that I went through a lot of toxic relationships and in that learned what I want and don't want in myself and in someone else, obviously. Yeah. So I really take pride in, like, honesty and communication and, like, security and all that type of shit.
Is he in social media as well?
No.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sorry, I don't want to berate you in your early onset. Can I speak at your wedding?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I give a great speech.
It's been a while, actually. You came?
What?
To her wedding.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about.
Are you serious?
Wait.
What?
I don't know what we're talking
can
about.
Can I speak at your future wedding?
Can I speak at your future wedding?
Oh.
I give a great speech. I understood what happened. Oh. She's already been married.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were sick. Because you were at TanaCon, so who fucking knows, really?
Everyone
I was like,
was
damn,
at,
do you just, everyone, you just keep applying for these positions?
Everyone was at Tana's wedding.
Oh, I wasn't. Did you? Yeah. Were you there?
No.
Oh. It sounds like you're mad when you say everyone was there.
I wasn't.
Oh, better that you weren't.
When were you married?
No, I just wasn't. Let's just, oh my God. Now, see, now I dug a hole that I didn't need to dig.
Oh, okay.
You should
wait,
come
you
to
don't
my...
know who she was married to?
Brother, you got to understand.
Are you serious though?
I pet my dog and I go play basketball.
That's so fucking awesome. And you should keep petting your dog and playing basketball.
Yeah.
I also love basketball. I would love to play a game of pick with you at some point.
Let's pig out. Can your boyfriend come? I feel like we'd get along.
Yeah.
Guys, we're about to go over to the Patreon.
I think we're going over like an hour.
Yeah,
now.
But we have her for 15 more minutes. Yeah. I'm going to ask you about relationship stuff. We're going to talk about how much you're going to pay me. We're going to about who Tara's dating, where she actually woke up.
I'm single.
Well, you're kind of single.
I'm single.
You've been kissing somebody recently. It isn't a big deal. We'll talk about it on the after school special. Thank you for the Patreon. Come to the live shows. Link in the description. They're coming out in May. Grab the new merch. If you don't, again, we'll fight. Somebody in your family, probably somebody weak.
Inseminating somebody.
Jared, don't be horny right now, brother. I'm trying to have a good
Maybe
time.
Maybe he's fighting them with his extremities.
Oh, there you go.
If you go, it's not big enough. If you go to canceled.com, what are you guys at?
What?
Canceledpodcast.com. Where do we?
Plug yourself, yeah, Tana.
We're on tour. There might be some tickets left from this leg, but if not, come see us in the fall.
We're also going to put her tour tickets in our description.
Freudian slip right there.
Yeah, he meant it. You meant it with your whole chest.
If she's not sold out, we'll put her tour stuff in our description. So go buy tickets.
Watch Canceled.
And watch Canceled. I might be on there one day.
You will be. And thank you guys for having me. I really love Dropouts.
Thank you for coming on.
I hope the people love me too. You have a great audience.
This was lovely.
Yeah.
I think you had a great time. Over to the Patreon. Bye, guys. Oh, and God, subscribe. Keep forgetting. We're almost to a million, so apparently I got to say that.
Comment down below. I forgot what I was going to say.
Comment down below who you think is prettier, me or Jared. All right, bye.
Yeah. And now
the after school special.
Like, that's a great name. It's just like easy.
What's the acronym?
Ass and titties. Sex in the City.